answered him, Eurymachus, the son of Polybus. Telemachus, in the gods' lap it lies to say which one of the Achaeans shall be king in sea-girt Ithaca. Your substance may you keep, and of your house be lord. May the man never come who, heedless of your will, shall strip you of that substance while men shall dwell in Ithaca. But, good sir, I would ask about this stranger, whence the man comes, and of what land he calls himself. Where are his kinsmen and his native fields? Does he bring tidings of your father, or is he come with hope of his own gains? How hastily he went, not waiting to be known! And yet he seemed no low-born fellow by the face. Then answered him discreet Telemachus, Eurymachus, as for my father's coming, that is at an end. Tidings I trust no more, let them come whence they may. Nor do I heed such divinations as my mother seeks, summoning a diviner to the hall. This stranger is my father's friend, a man of Taphus, Mentes he calls himself, the son of wise Anchialus, and he is lord of the oar-loving Taphians. So spoke Telemachus, but in his mind he knew the immortal goddess. Meanwhile the suitors to dancing and the gladsome song turned merrily and waited for the evening to come on. And on their merriment dark evening came. So then, desiring rest, they each departed homeward. But off the beautiful court where a chamber was built high upon commanding ground, Telemachus now went to bed with many doubts in mind, and walking by his side with blazing torch went faithful Eurycleia, daughter of Ops, Pisenor's son, whom once Laertes bought for himself when she was but a girl, and paid the price of 20 oxen. He gave her equal honor with the mistress of his house, but never touched her person or annoyed his wife. She it was now who bore the blazing torch beside Telemachus, for she of all the handmaids loved him most and was his nurse when little. He opened the doors of the strong chamber, sat down upon the bed, pulled his soft tunic off, and laid it in the wise old woman's hands. Folding and smoothing out the tunic, she hung it on a peg beside the well-bored bedstead, then left the chamber, and by its silver ring pulled to the door, drawing the bolt home by its strap. So there Telemachus, all the night long, wrapped in a fleece of wool, pondered in mind the course Athena counseled.